Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today says we're going to get a chance for some strong thunderstorms this afternoon. Chance of that, and we'll have a high of about 85 degrees for today. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, partly cloudy skies depending on which location you're at. In Kenosha right now, 71 degrees, 65 in Burlington, Milwaukee checking in at 71, and it's 72 degrees in Racine. There was a classic car that did go up in flames Sunday afternoon at a Northside Racine Auto Specialty business. It was Racine Auto Specialists at 2320 Douglas Avenue. Police and firefighters sent there on the report of smoke coming out of the building. A police officer was literally there within seconds, confirming it was an active fire. Thick black smoke, according to a news release, initially obscuring the flames. It turned out to be coming from the classic Mustang inside. The owner came to the site after his alarm company called, that after he had parked the vehicle inside, after it appeared at the Racine Zoo's car, truck, and motorcycle show. Building damage estimated at $20,000. $20,000 also to the car. In northwest Racine County, the intersection of Highways J and A was a bit of a mess yesterday afternoon. Up until just before 10 o'clock last night, there was a traffic crash that scattered debris, well, just about everywhere. This involved a Suburban and a camper, the latter resulting in the debris when it rolled over. Sheriff's Department says a stop sign was affected and a power pole had to be replaced by We Energies. Only minor injuries reported with the accident. Through the first 6 months of this year, 346,000 traffic convictions entered into driver's records in Wisconsin. Brad Babler with the State Division of Motor Vehicles says speeding and operating with a suspended license among the most common traffic convictions. In general, though, traffic convictions remain on a driver's record for 5 years from the date of that conviction. That is something you may want to remember.
So across Wisconsin, forward all the traffic citation data to the DMV, and we're required to record all traffic convictions as part of a person's driving history. If a driver accumulates too many citations or demerit points, they can have their license suspended.
Other top convictions, including, he says, compulsory insurance violations, also just failing to fasten your safety belt. It was a mid-air collision between two skydivers, two essentially professional skydivers at the Chicago Air and Water Show. One Army, one Navy. It was the member of the Army's famed Golden Knights team that did not survive. Scott Carr has what the crowd watched in horror as they saw it all unfold.
A member of the famed U.S. Army Golden Knights, 32-year-old Sergeant First Class Corey Hood, had logged more than 200 freefall jumps and 75 military static line jumps.
He, what looked like, was unconscious as he kind of came down and eventually ended up hitting the building here.
Hood served 5 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. Among his many badges of honor, 2 Bronze Stars, 2 Meritorious Service Medals, and the Master Parachutist Badge. I'm Scott Carr.
The Racine County District Attorney's Office reviewing Mount Pleasant police paperwork on a weekend fight related to a bar from which a couple of 29-year-olds got arrested. Officers sent to near 21st and Racine Streets updated reports on them of one fight inside, 2 immediately outside the bar, and a 4th in the parking lot. Racine police and county sheriff's deputies also responded. A news release says Jared Carbajal pepper sprayed for fighting with officers, jailed for battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. Jessica Cruz, meanwhile, arrested for disorderly conduct. Wisconsin Emergency Management seeking community-minded individuals to serve as part-time or full-time AmeriCorps members in EM offices all across the state. That from September 1st this year through August 31st next year. WRJN's Janet Hoff explains.
Members will receive a modest living allowance and will earn an educational award upon completion of their term of service. This is year 3 for the Ready Wisconsin AmeriCorps Disaster Preparedness Program, with the intent of increasing community emergency readiness through preparedness training to organizations and businesses. Also by recruiting and training local volunteers to help with response and recovery activities during disasters. For additional information about Ready Wisconsin AmeriCorps opportunities, go online to ready.wi.gov/AmeriCorps. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Jason Day won the PGA Championship in record-breaking fashion yesterday, 5 under 67 in the final round. First player ever to go at a major at 20 under par to take it. Nice, he says, to get that major monkey off of his back.
I haven't had really much time to think about what I just accomplished, and I guess you can take me off the best players without a major now. So, I mean, it's good to be a major champion.
If Jordan Spieth, that is, finished second, he's still number one in the world at this point. Spieth finishing at 17 under. Brandon Grace came in third at minus 15. The Milwaukee Brewers supporting and applauding 20-year-old prospect David Denson. Now, he revealed in a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel interview over the weekend that he's gay. Brewers manager Craig Counsell, asked about it, says he's proud of the young man.
I'm happy for him, more than anything. And, you know, he says it wasn't a courageous thing to do. It was a courageous thing to do. And, you know, we applaud that. And, you know, I just wish him the best of luck trying to become a Major League Baseball player.
GM and outgoing president of baseball operations Doug Melvin, putting out a statement, says they offer support as he continues his career. It's the first of three groundbreakings on new school projects in Racine Unified, and it's taking place this afternoon. The new Olympia Brown School, going to be constructed on long-held district property at 5.5-mile road between Charles Street and Middle Road in Caledonia. It's a 4 p.m. ceremony. The new OB is going to be a science-based grade school. Coming up Wednesday afternoon at 5 p.m., the groundbreaking for the new Gifford Addition on Northwestern Avenue, Highway K. And Thursday at 3 p.m., the groundbreaking for the new Knapp Elementary School on 17th Street. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board expected to consider doing away with the requirement to formally have committees reconsider changes to the district's employee handbook. That is coming up at the meeting at 6:30 tonight. That'll be after the board holds the budget hearing. That'll be taking place at 6 o'clock. Also on the agenda for tonight for the Racine Unified School Board, approval of a $500,000 deal with a Washington-based nonprofit called Center for Neighborhood Enterprise. This proposed contract calls for the company to form teams of youth advisors and supervisors that will work with four RUSD middle schools, Gilmore, McKinley, Mitchell, and Starbuck. A lot of families could be looking to fit in one last summer vacation before the new school year begins. The state DOT's Roadside Facilities Section Chief is Dan Mulder. He says busy time of the year for these highways and rest areas. The rest areas, he points out, they can provide a means of employment for a lot of folks.
We have had a long-standing relationship with groups that provide gainful employment to people with disabilities, and we're very proud of this relationship. It goes back decades. The groups that provide the service do custodial, lawn care, and maintain those in the highest degree of quality.
There are 30 rest areas in the state. If you're going to be out and doing that before the start of the school year, if you have not already, there's a brief survey you can take to help the DOT identify long-term needs and trends. And the Wisconsin State Fair ended last night. History now in the books for 2015. Total attendance, again, over the 1 million mark, 1,033,053 to be exact. Last year's figure, well, it beat that by just under 3,000, and it was more than 20,000 compared to 2 years ago. As for the cream puffs, the estimate is some 400,000 were served. WRJN.com, it is your source for our local news. You want us on Twitter? At WRJN News. Our newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to the local news section. I'm Tom Cargo, AM 1400 WRJN News.